Good Wednesday morning, and thank you for listening. This is WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, and I'm Jim O'Hara with a check of news at 9:04. Yesterday, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed into law new reporting requirements along with harsher penalties concerning foreign farmland ownership in Iowa.
Current law limits foreign individuals or companies from purchasing more than 320 acres of farmland in Iowa. The new bill says those groups must share more information about legal or financial ties they have with other companies, and the Iowa Attorney General will have more powers to investigate false information. Senator Dan Zumbaugh of Ryan says Iowa farmers benefit from foreign markets to sell their commodities, but not from foreign competition over land.
If you are a foreign landowner, we will know who you are. We will know where you are, and we will know your intentions.
The law calls on the Secretary of State to make an annual report on foreign farmland ownership. It would not be made public, but would be shared with the legislature and governor. I'm Grant Gerlach, IPR News.
In sports this afternoon, the Cardinals host the Phillies. Tonight, the Cubs play at San Diego, and the White Sox are in Cleveland. WVIK Quad Cities weather, flood warning continues for the Rock River at Moline. Today, increasing clouds with a high near 68. Overnight cloudy, low about 48, slight chance of rain. And then Thursday, cloudy, windy, 80% chance of rain and a high of 63. Coming up on Think, modern medicine has a problem. The idea that men have bigger and therefore better bodies persists even today. The history of sexism in medicine. At noon on Think here on WVIK.